You're listening to the Non-League Football Show. Real football, real fans.
Listen up, you southern softies. It's the news from the north.
We've had lots of news from the north tonight. Simon Sandiford got in touch. He's professing a knowledge of all things northern, so we're testing him out tonight. He's not only combining a trip to watch Hyde up against Eastwood in the Blue Square North, but also giving us a rundown on all things northern. Evening, Simon.
Good evening, Caroline. First of all, I was going to say the game tonight here at Hyde Ewing Field Ground, and what a miserable night it's turned out to be again for Hyde FC at the bottom of the Blue Square Bet North. Defeat again, 92nd minute, would you believe?
Oh.
Last gasp winner for Eastwood Town. To remain bottom, they actually took the lead on 55 minutes though. Kevin Holgrove, he made his return today. It was a great goal, making his return after re-signing for Manchester rivals Altrincham, who he joined over the summer. But just 5 minutes later, Eastwood managed to equalise from Adam Muller, and then it went right to the death. Heartbreak for Hyde. Lee Stevenson on the break, shooting past the Hyde keeper to make it a miserable birthday as well, would you believe, for manager, Hyde manager Neil Thompson.
Oh, God. So, rub it in, Simon. Rub it in. So how many defeats is that now for Hyde?
Well, Hyde, now that is their, would you believe, 11th defeat of the season so far, with 6 points at the bottom of the table. 13 games, 2 wins and 11 defeats, so not looking good for them, you have to say. Their 125th anniversary season as well this year, so not where they wanted
happy
to
days.
Be.
You're the doom and gloom merchant tonight, Simon.
Is he happy, Gunnar?
Yeah, he's happy. Yeah, is there anything happy? Well, we've just been speaking about FC United, of course, and we've been talking about the FA Cup all night, and I guess for some of the northern sides, there's some good ties, isn't there?
Well, some brilliant stuff in the FA Cup first round. Fleetwood Town, they're one of my favourite teams from the north. They really are. They're one of the teams that's come from nowhere over the last few seasons. They were plying their trade in the North West Counties League only 5 or 6 years ago. 4 promotions in the last 6 seasons. And, well, the ground, they play at the Highbury Stadium. That is the other Highbury, it's always been known as, until recently now it's the only Highbury. But their ground, almost unrecognisable from their time back then. And of course, but on Saturday they were almost involved in another one of the shocks of the season, actually just gone on Saturday when they played Buxton from the Elo Stick League Premier Division, and well, they took them into the last minute of the game to grab the winner there, so they almost lost it and almost fell apart before even reaching the first round. But they've got that game against Walsall. It's going to be fascinating to see if they can do something against the League One strugglers, because you've got to be confident though of a non-league side shot. You have to be, especially in the first round when you've got your non-league hat on. And I'm going to go for Fleetwood there, definitely.
Dave Waters.
Me too, yeah. Well,
no, you don't. No, you didn't. You just had a go at me because I've tipped them.
No. You've suddenly just done a vault face and changed your whole tune then, and you're going for an underdog. That's good.
Well, see,
no,
I've just you're said learning Fleetwood that. Town would beat Walsall.
No, hold on. I'm speaking to
he's
Simon.
He's been taken. Simon. Sorry, but Simon. William's been on some sort of medication.
Yeah, he has. We're going to have to get you
you just changed. I think you just changed his mind.
Simon, what do you know about Fleetwood then? Because you just said they've come from the Northwest Counties and all of a sudden, you know, they're in the conference, they're going to maybe be on the TV in the FA Cup now. How has that happened?
Well, it might not surprise you to learn that they have got a bit of a man behind the scenes with a bit of money.
Yeah.
But the difference between Fleetwood Town and those clubs that go, you know, that go the boom and bust route, they've developed the whole club and not just throws the money at the team. The town's absolutely unrecognisable from where it was a few years ago. It's brilliant.
I've heard that, Simon. Is there any truth to the rumours then that in the men's urinals at Fleetwood, they've even got, seriously, no, I was about to use a rude word then, but they've got flat screen TVs they put up in front of you when you're having whatever, you're relieving yourself, and it's got adverts coming up and bits and pieces. Is that true?
You tell the truth. It's absolutely true. I've been there myself. I've seen it myself. You can watch the game live from the toilet. It's absolutely true.
That's the way to go for non-leagues. No, that's brilliant though. I thought when I heard that last year, I thought, yeah, well, they know, they're obviously switched on, you know, literally.
Simon, I think we might leave it on that happy note for once.